The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
All right. I know you guys have been waiting for this. We do this every week during Memphis Metal Mondays. That's right. It is your weekly road tip brought to you by Ken Barr Films. And we are already up to number 11. That's right. The 11th tip. Can you believe that? And this is some really cool stuff. And for those of you that are just now tuning in and you're wondering what we're doing, it's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. And we've been doing cool things like doing some interviews and, you know, doing some catch-ups and things like that, talking to people from behind the scenes, you know, and whether you realize it. Think about it. You know, that concert that you went to go see. Think about that record you just purchased. Think about the event that you just fell in love with after coming out of it. All of that has got some stuff going on with people that are responsible for it behind the scenes. And so we always, you know, we've been doing some really cool things. We just had our very, very, very first Radio Memphis load-in monthly live radio show that's dedicated to the road crew this past Thursday with great success. We've had a lot of fun with that. And so things are growing. And so you guys need to make sure you pay attention. But for tonight, we're going to roll on because, again, every week we're always going to have somebody coming back and doing a tip. And speaking of Ken Barr, he's going to be the one that's going to be coming back for tonight. Hi, honey.
Hey, what's going on, Dee?
Oh, man, I'm hanging out, rocking, doing some metal, doing some hard rock, you know, that kind of stuff, and having a fantastic time.
As it should be. I hear there's some good music coming out that I'm going to have to keep my eyeballs ready for.
You are. And in fact, like I said, tonight we were able to bust out some Sons of Apollo right here on Radio Memphis. We got a couple tracks in right before the album. Psychotic Symphony is going to drop October the 20th. And so we were able to play two tracks for everybody tonight. Rocking, absolutely. I'm telling everybody, it's like I was just telling you a second ago, Kenny, man, it's everything that you remember. It's everything that you look forward to. It's something you might have heard, but it's something you've never heard before. It's what you want. I mean, rock is not dead. It is not dead.
Well, you've got the serious players on there, so you know you can't go wrong. I mean, I've met or known most of those guys, and I worked with Derek for many, many years, and you know, good people, good players. That's all you need.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're sitting there, you're talking about Bumblefoot, you know, Jeff Scott Soto singing, Billy Sheehan, you know, on bass and also singing backup, you know, of course, Derek Sherinian on keyboards and Mike Portnoy on drums. And this is, you know, it is a ultimate super group. It really is.
Yeah, that's the definition of super group right there. I mean, you know, I love that these guys are going back and forth. You know, you've got Sheehan and Portnoy, you know, from Winery Dogs, and then they're doing this, and hopefully they'll do some more Winery Dogs. And it's great that these guys are moving around and giving us more music.
Absolutely. And this stuff, I'm telling you, man, you need to, like, you know, for those of you that have tuned in and stuff, again, the album itself does not drop until October 20th. SonsOfApollo.com. You can actually go ahead and do pre-orders and stuff like that for it if you want to, you know, go ahead and grab that then. But, you know, you also, you know, they've also released, you know, you can actually go check out YouTube and stuff. You know, they've released a video, Coming Home, man. Go check out Coming Home, all right? You know, it's on YouTube, you know, and listen, Kenny, just go listen to it. Love it.
Oh, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to try and get a quick peek before I go to bed tonight. So,
well, good.
They're keeping me up past my bedtime. Don't tell them that.
I'm not telling them that because we're rock stars. Stop it.
That's right. We don't have bedtimes.
We don't have bedtimes, man. We can get through all of this, man, in four more days worth. All right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Speaking of, you got a road tip. Hey, man, can you believe it? We're already on tip 11.
Yeah, I remember just talking about this, and here we are at 11 later. And, you know, before we know it, we're going to be going, geez, it's like 40 or something. And
I know. There's a lot of good stuff out there. So for tonight, for the road tip, you know, for the weekly tip, what do you have for us?
You know, after a lot of thought maybe this would be better placed later on in the series, but not knowing how long the series is going to go, presumably forever.
Of course.
I figure I'll slide it in now.
Sure.
Get ready for when you are no longer on the road, like an exit strategy, because here's the thing. You know, you're 25 years old, you've got your dream gig, you're making great money. You think you're going to do it forever, and you might. But you know, a couple of years go by, you meet that special someone, or you have a kid, suddenly you find yourself really torn. And is it my significant other and my child, or, you know, and that's, I've seen a lot of guys, that's a tough road to walk. It's a balancing act like no other. So leave yourself an opportunity, you know, if you've got a good local theatrical union in your town, get to know them now. You know, you may not want to join for 10 years. Be the friendly face. Be the guy that they're going to call and give the hours to when you do come off the road, you know. Lots of other things to do. You know, back in my day, a day off meant, you know, doing laundry, drinking too much, being stupid, and going to bed. How about, you know, online courses are the way of the future. You know, make something of yourself so that when you make that transition, if you do, you're going to slide into something that's good, that's going to pay the bills and not take every single hour of your day.
Wow. That's a big statement and stuff. I mean, it's going to be one of the others. I mean, you know, and again, you know, this is for a special breed. You know what I mean? And there's some, there are some that are, you know, this is what they do. This is their life. This is, they will do nothing else but this, you know, and they couldn't, and they really literally can't do anything else in this, not by virtue of ability, you know, or, you know, whatever. And, but the case in point being is that this is their life and this is what they are. But what you're ultimately saying also too, is that there's also been that instances where you've seen it time and time again, that people come to that crossroad, and you know, and they're ultimately having to make a decision, and what, you know, what do you do? And so,
and I've seen guys lose the love of their life because they couldn't get a steady job at home. And you know, guys that were prepared to, I mean, I gave up the road for a situation I was in, and I miss it still.
Wow.
But you know, I also, when I first started getting ready to leave the road, I lived in New York, and I was able to, you know, for a long time, I would do like Good Morning America, Conan, and all those. If they had, there was a band gear needed, I would, a lot of times, could slide in there. So I could get 3-4 gigs a week, which more than paid the bills.
Right.
And when I moved to another state, you know, I found something in the entertainment industry as well. But, you know, you can always be better served by being more prepared.
Right.
You know, and like I said, you know, you can knock out a degree means a lot.
Sure.
And I don't mean to sound like the old fogey on the porch telling the kids to go stay in school and go smoke and do all that.
Right.
I'm just saying, if you can knock out a degree while you're on the road, more power to you, and you're going to come off in a better situation if you ever decide to leave.
Yeah. You know? You know, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in your whole program.
Okay.
Well, okay, actually I'm not. It's a good program because it stands true and blue regardless. But let's go back to like the whole relationship girlfriend thing and wife thing, right? I think that you should find significant others that will ride the storm with you no matter what.
Well, that is the ideal thing, but
as human beings
move forward, we change and we evolve.
I understand.
And who you were when you were 25 and met this guy changes by the time you're 35. You know, as we evolve and go through life, it becomes a different thing.
Well, sure.
And then, you know, add in a kid, that changes the dynamic for everybody.
Sure.
Yeah, and there's no way you can say when you're 25 or 30 and you meet this guy. I mean, of course, it's not, no matter what you do for a living, it's not good to try and change the person you marry.
Thank you. Or
choose to spend your life with. But as the times change, as your surroundings change, as your situation changes, you've also got to be able to grow and go with it.
I agree. I totally agree.
All I'm saying is it does happen. And, you know, when I first got married, I had a difficult time, but, you know, we had decided we can do this. And when the time came, you know, situations in my life came, and it was, okay, the best thing for us is for me to not do that.
Mm.
Breaks my heart, but I want to you know, I want a family and I want the whole bit. So,
right.
you know, I have to be a grown up and make the trade. I don't want to be a dad that sees his kid 3 days every 6 months. I didn't want to be that. That's where I changed.
Right.
And I had to find a way to make a living. And, you know, you adapt and you take what skills you have, you transfer them into situations that are available, and you do the best you can. I wish I could have gotten a degree on my days off on the road. That would have been, you know, I see people get fast-tracked in a lot of industries because they've got that. It really can make a difference.
Absolutely, and you're correct. And that part I agree with.
Okay.
I agree with
that.
So
I'm okay. I'm all good. I'm not the old guy on the porch.
No, well, no, you're not the old guy on the porch. But you know, and look, man, and I'm one of those. Apparently, I live in the fairy tale too. Because all right, look, I had this huge problem, this goes back to when you fall in love with somebody. You know, the first thing, and I'm talking from as a woman. I am talking from a woman's point of view, and the women are getting ready to hate me right now, and I don't care because women.
Okay.
Women are stupid beings. They're stupid emotional creatures, okay? They are really, really, they don't know how to wrap their stuff around their PMS and everything else and their estrogen and all this other stuff and put things in check. First thing they'll do is that when they fall in love with that person is that they get them. They get that guy. They have the guy of their dreams. And they're like, okay, now that you're mine, you can no longer go on stage.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that you're mine, no, not only can you no longer go on stage, you can no longer meet out with your buddies, you know, on Wednesday nights that you've been doing for the past 15 years because we're together.
Yeah, well, we've all seen that.
Right, you know, and it's funny because, you know, if I fall in love with you, I do it because of what happened, the moment at hand, you know what I mean? Why in the hell am I going to change anything about that? Okay, there's a thing that, and that's the thing with me. And of course, now I've also just shown one of my cards because I'm also the idiot that would probably give up some stuff, just so the guy could get it all figured out, maybe whatever. But you know, there's that thing, you know, and I hear it so much, you know, and so many times. Your point is valid and it is true. I agree. You should when you've got time off, you should really, really focus on, you know, trying to better yourself in terms of, you know, getting an education, getting pieces of paper, whatever the case may be. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're any smarter at the end of the day because you went through it, other than the fact that, you know, you went through the process and it shows that you will follow through. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
And so to a company, that, you know, that right there is a certain status, you know, to them that says you will follow through. And that's a good thing. Now, as far as relationships and things like that and whatever it makes I just like to argue, and I just think that it could have worked out. I just think it could work out.
Well, like I said, there's no saying that everybody's going to leave the road. A lot of guys do it forever, but for those that may find themselves in that situation, you know, I've met guys that by the time they were 30, they said, "Well, I've done what I wanted to do, and now it's time to do something different." You know,
and you're right about
that. Be ready.
And you're right about that. Absolutely. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, even just getting in good with your local theatrical union, you know,
mm-hmm.
you go in, if you make a point of stopping by or when you work with them, you know, make sure they know you and make sure they see you busting your butt. And, you know, 10 years of that, then when it comes time, you know, you're a little bit higher up on the call list and getting a little bit more work, you know?
There it is. Keep all your options open. Yeah, you said it. That's perfect. All right.
I mean, it's the part we don't like to talk about when you leave the road, but
I know.
Getting ready for it is important.
Dang. Okay. Just don't leave the road.
Well, I'm sorry?
I said, just don't leave the road.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great career. It really is, you know. And it's funny because, now that we have Facebook, I'm watching all these young pups out there doing this thing, that thing, and it's like, you know, this guy's going to the Philippines, and somebody else just went to Japan, and, you know, I have a few friends on the Night Ranger crew, and I think they just are on their way home from Japan. They played the Tokyo Dome.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was there.
See?
You know, you live vicariously through it, and you're like, ugh, I wish I was at the Tokyo Dome. Or
you need to be. You can be. You can be. You can do it now.
Oh yeah, no, I can do it now.
Okay.
Believe me, I've spoken to anyone that could potentially make that happen. Knows I'm interested, so it's just a matter of time.
Okay, good. Well, you know, we'll kind of keep an eye out for that.
Exactly, because that's the other thing. You know, you may leave the road, but if you leave it properly, you can usually go back.
You can usually come back, and that's the way it should be. That's exactly the way it should be.
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations on a successful show Thursday night, Radio Memphis Lowdown. I was telling everybody that we finally had our first one. Some good stuff. I will tell you that I think we're getting confirmed Dancer and Night Bob and possibly Robert Scoville for the next
one. Now, that's going to be a little slice of awesome right there.
I know, right? That's going to be, I think we're just going to sit back and just like be quiet.
Just sit back and look. Now, am I going to do the first part again, or am I off that now?
No, okay. You're always going to be the first part. I always got to start with you. Man, we started
okay,
this.
Cool.
Yeah, it's so we can keep up with things about what you've got going on too. Speaking of which, you picked up another place because of your book tour. You sent me something.
That was for the L. Frank Baum Museum.
Mm-hmm.
That was the local. Central New York Arts Magazine or something had that on there.
Nice.
So they're supporting. Yeah, December 2nd at the L. Frank Baum Museum in Chittenango, New York.
Perfect.
I will be there. The good people. It's a good organization. For those that don't know, L. Frank Baum wrote The Wizard of Oz plus many other books, and his family are part of the group that maintain the house he was born in and the museum, and it's they're good people, and it's certainly taking care of me.
That's awesome.
So I'll be up there in, you know, a little over a month. I couldn't be more excited.
I'm excited for you. I'm very excited for you. That's going to be fantastic. Good job, sweetheart. Very cool.
Yeah, they've got me booked for local TV and radio the day before. It's like,
oh wow, look at you, rock out.
They asked, you know, very politely, oh, would you care for any media events? I said, yeah, what are you talking about? well, some TV, you know, local news and radio. And I'm like, yes, please, less as much of that as we can get. I like to work.
Absolutely. Good for you. Well, that'll be some fantastic stuff. And, of course, you know, we're always going to be keeping up with it here on that. Aside from that, that's pretty much what I've got. Good tip for tonight. Tell everybody to make sure that they always have their exit strategy plan ready for when they decide that they need to come off the road to make sure that they're
working. You know, and you may never use it, but it's like an insurance policy.
Yep.
That's all.
It is. It is. It's
hopefully weird. You'll never use it. Hopefully. Please.
Hopefully not.
I'll tell anybody right now, you will miss the road if you leave. I still miss the road.
Okay, well, there you go. And if you listen to Dee, just stay on the road, you know, and if she wants you to get off the road because she, you know, she's using the you love her thing card, yeah, she doesn't love you.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So I just, yeah.
Right. If only someone could have told me that 20 years ago.
What? We could have all, I mean, if we don't, you know, if we would have been friends 20 years ago, I would have told you. I would have told you. I would have held your hand, Kenny. I would have told you. In fact.
All right, well, Betty's from the future, so we've got to find somebody from the past now that can kind of go back and hook that up.
To go back and make that happen. But Betty in the future, what has Betty done for us in the future?
He usually drinks our beers before we get them.
You know what? Actually, okay, you know what? There is something to be said for that, because I do feel pretty good about myself right now. So, yeah, I'll have to thank Betty for that.
Very cool.
Honey, I love you so much. I know you need to get...
Love you too, Dee.
I know you need to get some sleep and stuff. You got to get ready for, you know, for your gigs. I tell you what, if you need anything, give me a holler. I'm going to continue to rock out and have some fun. When you get off the phone, though, go check out the video.
I will check it out before I go to bed.
All right, baby doll. We'll talk this week, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You take care now.
Okay, honey.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. All right. That is the 11th tip for the road tip for Radio Memphis. Road Crew Radio Series brought to you by Ken Barr Films and Radio Memphis. As Ken Barr says, make sure that you have your exit strategy in place in the event that you do want to leave the road, just in case you may not need to use it. Okay. But you'll always have something there. Even consider doing some stuff like trying to better yourself, you know, during your off time by taking some classes, even online, getting with your local theater group or something, and just making sure you show your friendly face. You never know what options you may have to use a little bit later on, right? That's some good stuff right there.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.